The story goes, there's an old couple. As they're aging, they start, unfortunately, having a little bit of a memory loss. They're becoming a little bit more forgetful. And one morning, the wife tells her husband, she says, "Can you please go to the kitchen and make me, I want some ice cream this morning." Husband says, "Yes, dear, of course." She says, "Do you want to write down, you know, what I want so you don't forget?" He says, "No, I could remember ice cream. She says, "Well, I also want, you know, a cherry on the ice cream." He says, "Okay, I got it." She says, "You want to write it down?" He says, no, ice cream with cherry, I can remember that." So she says, "But I also want, you know, the sprinkles, the colored sprinkles." So he says, "Okay." So she says to him, "You want to write it down?" He says, no, I got it. Ice cream with the cherry with the sprinkles. Says she also wants a coffee with it as well. He says, "Okay. You want to write it down?" "Nope, I got it. Ice cream, cherry, sprinkles, coffee, I got it." She says, "Okay." He goes to the kitchen. A half hour later, he comes back after potchking in the kitchen with a tray of eggs and hash browns and orange juice. She takes a look at him and says, "You forgot the toast." So, I don't want to accuse anyone here of being forgetful, but I think we didn't give a full fair airtime last week to the dope who's going to forget Havdalah at the Seder. We need to give it the full airtime, not because I accuse someone here of forgetting, becoming forgetful, but it is quite possible that someone here is going to forget Havdalah at the Seder. Why? Because it's a weird year. Doesn't always happen that frequently. Number two is not everyone, by the time you get to the Seder and you have all your, I don't know, in your house, but the first hour of the Seder is a little bit hectic in my house. You know, by the time you have the kids doing the Divrei Torah and we're trying to game it that the kids do the Divrei Torah at the beginning so the younger ones can go to bed. There's a lot of hullabaloo, and it's possible if you have a couple of people making Kiddush, someone is going to forget Havdalah. So we are going to do a play-by-play in full what happens if you forget Havdalah on the night of the Seder. And here's the kicker: when do you remember? At all the stages of the Haggadah, throughout the whole stages, what happens if you remember at this point? What do you do? So let's start at the beginning. And this year is a weird year that we have Yak Nahaz. Now, what is Yak Nahaz? We mentioned it last week, but let's go into a little bit more detail. Yak Nahaz is the order of our Kiddush / Havdalah this year when this first night of a Seder falls out on Matzei Shabbos. So how do you decide the order? Yak Nahaz stands for Yayin. First we say Borei Pri HaGafen. Kiddush is the Mekadesh Yomtif, Rezmanim. It's the Yomtif Bracha, the actual Kiddush itself. Nun is the Ner, then we do the Ner, right? Help, something up for making it right. Hey, did I mess something up already or no? Hey is the Havdalah. No, but then so we messed up Yak Ner. Yayin Kiddush. Oh, sorry. Yayin Kiddush Ner. Okay, good. Havdalah. And then Zman. Okay, perfect. And there's no besamim. Good. Okay, phew. Okay, good. Right? So we got everything in order. Now the question is, why is it this order? The Gemara, if you look at the Gemara, gives seven other mnemonics, which all get disproved. So we all know Yak Nahaz in our sleep. The other ones, Yak Zehan or whatever they are, don't make it. So why, what is the reason why we do Yak Nahaz? So the simple answer is Kiddush comes before Havdalah. So that's an easy one. Why? Because Kiddush is more important than Havdalah. And number two, it would be insulting to Shabbos to rush with Havdalah. So we do Havdalah first, because that would show we don't care about Shabbos. So we like to do Kiddush of Yontif, and then at the end we'll quote unquote dismiss Shabbos towards the end. So that's easy. I got Kiddush before the Havdalah, And once you do Avdallah, you do, you know, the Nair in general, the candle precedes Avdallah in the normal Avdallah, in a regular Matzei Shabbos. And then the Yayin comes before the first because it's the most frequent bracha. You always make a Brei Pri HaGafens a lot more often than you make Kiddush. Now, what about Shechianu, the Zman, right? That's the weird one. How does it get thrown at the end? The answer is because it doesn't really have anything to do with Kiddush at all. You could say a Shechianu on the Yontif outside of Kiddush if you forget Kiddush. So if you forget it during Kiddush. So that's our order of Yak Nahaz. So far, so good. Now we know what Yak Nahaz is. So now comes our question. You forget Havdalah and you remember, okay? You remember it immediately after you make Kiddush. This is probably the most likely forgetful scenario. You make Kiddush, you run through Kiddush. I know my house, again, there's a couple of boys making Kiddush often. You know, everyone's in this corner, everyone's making Kiddush. You're making Kiddush, and all of a sudden you hear one of your boys or one of the people forgot to say Havdalah. They read the wrong Kiddush, their Rebbe's Haggadah that he gave them didn't, you know, take into account that this is a weird year, and they followed the Kiddush that's printed in their Haggadah, and they don't say Havdalah. What do you do immediately after? This is case number one. No? You haven't done anything. All you did is finish Havdalah and you finish Kiddush and you drink.
Is it a bracha levatala?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no.
The real question is do you what? Just have to
You did Kiddush.
Yeah. Right.
But did you do Havdalah?
Yeah, why can't you continue with the Havdalah part?
Because you drank already.
Okay.
You drink.
You leaned, you spilled a little,
everything's good. Yeah. Okay, no, we didn't touch any of this last week. We mentioned for a second. Okay, interesting point. You did say Vatodienu and Marib. So, okay, so hold the thought for a moment. Simply put, it's not enough, because we need to do it ala kos as well. So whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanan, fine, the whole discussion. But what do you do right now? You didn't say it. So you're saying you do nothing.
The question is this, whether you have to say Baruch Hashem. As far as Kiddush
is concerned. Okay, fine, but what about that bracha of Avdallah? No.
You said
but we still, well, every week we say Atochon, and we still say it on our
coast. Do it on the second coast.
So that's what we're all voting. So are we voting that if you forget the second later, you wait another hour and a half to do it on second cup?
Forget again, definitely
yes or no? Hello? Is that what we're all voting here? Okay. Are you extending Shabbos? Maybe, but you're not supposed to extend Shabbos over here. It's a nice idea, but...
Does the Haggadah have the Havdalah Kiddush in it?
Yes.
Should. It should.
I mean,
it's in black. It's in dark. It's shade. That's why you skip it, yeah?
Okay, so you're saying that everybody's making their own Kiddush.
Okay, no, don't confuse me with one and the other guy being Yotzi the other guy. Make it you're the only one. Fine, I was trying to be nice to you. So now I'm going to pick on you. You're the only male at your Agada, and you botch it, okay? You want that? Don't give me you're being Yotzi, someone else could be, because you're right. Maybe you're right. You're the only male, and you botch it. Now what do you do? And your wife elbows you. We'll talk a lot about wives elbowing you here. The wife elbows you a second after you drink the cup and says, you dope, you forgot Havdalah. Now what do? Do you wait an hour and a half to make Havdalah? You haven't done anything yet besides botch it. Yes or no? So there is a machlokas. In general, do you make a borei pri hagafen on the second cup of the Seder? Yeah, no, you make a borei pri hagafen on the second cup of the Seder? Yes or no?
Yes.
Shulchan Aruch says...
The chance of you forgetting on the second cup is...
I hear you. Okay, you could set yourself a reminder, maybe you put something in your cup, I don't know. There's always ways to remind yourself. Yeah? But new in general, do you make a Brei Pri HaGafen on the second cup, yes or no?
Yes.
So, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't. Why? Because there's no Hesech Hadas, there's no lack of focus, because what do you know at cup number one? What am I going to be doing at cup number two?
Drinking.
So you can't tell me you make a new Borei Pri HaGafen, because when I make cup number one, every kindergarten kid knows that there are four cups at the Seder. Every non-religious Jew, even the non-Jews, know all about the four cups at the Seder. So how are you going to tell me when you drink cup number one, I'm allowed to make a new Berei Priya Gafen in cup number two? You know about it, that cup. If you know about that cup, there ain't any Hesech Hadas.
Yeah? Say, like, with food, let's say eating bread, if a certain time amount goes between when you ate it and not...
Says the Ramah. Says the Ramah in response to the Shulchan Aruch, who says, no new Borei Priya Gafen. Of course there's Hesech Hadas. Number one is because you can't eat in between cup number one and number two, as we talked a little bit about last week. And we also, because we said you're not supposed to, during Magid, do other things. And he says, anyway, there are four separate mitzvahs. How many cups are there at the night of the Seder? Four cups. Everyone knows, because we view them. Now, this is a controversial sentence.
The Rambam says five.
Okay, so fine. There's all controversial sentence over here, but you could view them as four separate mitzvos. So says the Ramah, you make a new Borei Priya Gafen on cup number two. That's background facts.
Would
yeah.
It be permissible.
Yeah.
If you remember right after, to fill the cup up again right there.
Okay. Right, says, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. And what make a Borei Priya? Yeah.
Right there. Use it only for Havdalah. Don't make the Borei Priya Gafen.
Okay.
Use that cup as the second cup and make the Borei Priya Gafen then.
No, because you're not drinking. Because you're not drinking. Not drinking it. Then it's essentially not doing the cup. It's just making Havdalah. I thought, no, but yo, don't back down. I thought where you were going is maybe just fill it up and drink it. Borei Priya Gafen, not Borei Priya Gafen. So comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, what should you do if you forget Havdalah? But remember, before you started Magid, any time before you poured that second cup. So, Orchatz, Karpas, yeah? Yachatz, Halachmanyas, yeah? What should you do? He says it's based on this machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch, who in general says there's no new bracha by Borei Priya Gafen, says just pour another cup and make Avdallah right there. The Ramah, who says, no. Since you didn't have in mind that first Borei Priya Gafen on the first cup, only goes on the first cup. So if you had to pour a second cup immediately right now to make Havdalah, and let's not call it a second cup, cup 1.5, you know, to make it easier to, and drink Havdalah now, you would need a new Borei Priya Gafen on that. Hello, if you have five Borei Priya Gafens at your Seder, you know what that's called? Mosif Al Hakosos. Then the kindergarten kids who learn that there are four cups at the Seder would be wrong, because how many cups would you be making Borei Priya Gafen at your Seder? Five! And that's no good.
Someone was said last week, forget adding a bracha. Didn't we say that you can't?
But that was in the middle of Magid. That was in the middle of Magid. I was very careful. Case number one, I told you, we need to go through all the dopes. Every single dope we're going to hit now today. This is the guy who remembers his wife's a smart wife. She elbowed him immediately. Last case last week, we'll get to that in a sec, was the wife who was a little bit of a dope herself, who took her an hour to remember that he didn't say Havdalah. This is a smart wife. She elbows him immediately after he drinks, knocks the cup all over his kittel, and now he says, you forgot to make Havdalah. He drank enough cup, got in his mouth, and now he needs to know, should he make a second cup? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no way, because you would have to make a new Borei Priya Gafen, and that is adding up on the adding to the cups. The only exception, says the Mishnah Berurah, is this. If the person likes to drink a lot, and when he made that first Borei Priya Gafen, you know what he had in mind? He said to himself, look, I love alcohol. I know the Magid hasn't started. I've got 10 minutes till Magid starts. I'm going to take another drink of wine. I'm going to have my first cup. And I'm thirsty. I'm going to have three more shots of wine. Yeah, three more glasses of wine before we even start Magid. So that guy had in mind when he made the first Borei Priya Gafen, he's going to drink a lot before you even start Magid. So such a person, if he also forgets Havdalah, can simply just pour himself another cup, make Havdalah on that cup, and not make a new Borei Priya Gafen, because it was included in that first one, and then you've got no problem. I hope none of you are those people, so I'm going to assume that we just forget and are messed up. So according to this case so far, if you forget Havdalah, and you did not have in mind to drink again right after, then you wait until the second cup to make Havdalah. But there is now a major problem. Someone asked me the major problem. That's the halacha. You wait until the second cup to make avdala so far. That's the halacha so far. And then you continue your Seder as norm. What is the problem with this? No? It's a problem. Someone could figure it out. The problem is, I'll tell you the question, you could figure out the problem.
Is it hefsek?
Okay, but it's a separate, that could be a separate, it's a separate thing. He's going to make a new break, the second cup, he's going to make a break pre-cup, and he's going to throw an avdala.
Is that time frame until the second cup?
Who cares?
Is that still considered Shabbos?
Who cares? Avdala you can make until Tuesday. Yeah, it's not ideal. And you, if you were a good Jew, you wouldn't have forgotten. Yeah, but you forgot. Nishka Baruch, there are worse things in life.
The only reason for making, look, when you say Baruch HaMadi and Kol Shachol, you can do work, but you can't eat yet.
So what's the problem with this poor loser over here who's making Avdala? You can't have the karpas.
Right.
Hello? So you're going to think you're so frum. You're saving Avdala to the second cup. And what are you doing, my friends, for karpas? Hello? Are you allowed to eat it or not? So this is what we need to discuss.
Karpas is contingent on
Avdala? No, but you're not going to eat before Avdala. You didn't make Avdala yet. So that's all question. Yeah. Okay.
You're still having in mind for the Maror.
Yeah, but you're still eating it. It's still an achila.
It's an achila, but it's not a.
So the bear halacha.
You just said you can wait till Tuesday.
So listen, look, for people that have avdala, a big shiloh, if you know you're not going to make avdala till, let's take an easier case, to the one at night. You know you're not going to make avdala till 10 p.m. at night, yeah? And Shabbos over 7:30. You're really not supposed to eat till 10 p.m. You're really not. Look, wait till Tuesday. Okay, it's not really shy. But like,
this is different.
Yeah, so you have to wait. You're not really supposed to eat before it.
This is different.
This is Yontif, but it's still Avdala. I'm reading to you.
No, but can't we just say like what Mr. Kubu said earlier that when you say the Tozienu and Marim, that's the allowance?
It doesn't allow you in a regular. Shalom in a regular.
That won't allow you to.
No, eat. No. Says the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha. He says this is a big problem. He says, listen to this. The Bir Halacha quotes the Graz, the Lubavitch Rebbe, the author of Lubavitch Rebbe. He says, Hiflig Yoser, ta'afilu nisker kodem sha'achol karpas nami. Even if you remember before karpas, you still delay the avdala later on. And ochol karpas b'li avdala. You eat karpas without making avdala. Says the Bir Halacha, he says, uprat zed, this point, l'chora lo brira kule hai. Ain't so clear at all, he says. The most of our causes, so he says basically, it's what's the phrase? A Hobbes choice over here. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Whatever you do over here, you're messed up. So you basically take the lesser of all evils over here. What do? You try to pick which is worse, to eat karpas before Havdalah or to add on another cup when it shouldn't be added on. Says the Bir Halacha, it's better you add on a cup that shouldn't be added on than to eat before Havdalah. Because eating before Havdalah is mentioned in the Gemara, and the other concept of adding on to the cups was a thousand-year-old concept. So it's better you pick the worst evil. Look, you're a bad guy over here. You should have, remember, not bad, I'm not joking about that. I want you to think I'm calling you really bad. But the point is, this guy's messed over. He did a bad move over here. It was accidental, but he's now in a very, very bad situation. Says the Bir Halacha, you got to pick the worst evil. Either way you do it, you're messed over. So says the Bir Halacha, much better that you make Havdala at that point. Now stop and think what that means. That means that we just switched the upshot over here. So if you forget to make Havdala before Karpas, what should you do? Take out a cup, say, I'm about to violate Halacha. Say a Brei Pri HaGafen on that cup, make Havdala, and say, I'm violating Halacha because the other choice is to violate Halacha more.
But if you don't have an intention to have to be as one of the arbakosos, or you know.
Okay, so we have to get into this. So this. Look, this is what Halacha wants you to do. This is what the Baal Halacha wants you to do. So you got to do it. The point is that you have no other choice. Yeah.
Why can't you make the karpas after the second cup?
So you, why can't you make the karpas? Because we have a seder. That's the whole idea. A seder is a seder. Seder is a seder. That's the only thing, huh? So I didn't look at the Aruch Shulchan, but I think this is...
Not
this is.
Holds in the
I hear you. We got to find it. Check. If you find that he says, then I'd be very appreciative. The Kaf HaChaim tries to get us out of here. I got a couple of posts and we're going to get us out of this. Yep. So comes on the Ber Moshe and says what Mr. Jacobowitz has been yelling at me since the beginning, not surprisingly. The Ber Moshe says, you made Avdolah in davening. Stop bothering me. This whole question doesn't apply because you made Avdolah in davening. And that's enough to allow you to eat the karpas. Now, that is a loaded point. Correct, in the second cup, for sure. But it allows you to eat. He says it's not an Aveira. You're not dealing with two bad things, this horrible Hobbes choice, whatever, this horrible decision that you got to make over here. He says one decision is a better decision because you could rely on the Avdolah that was made during davening.
Except for women.
Okay, that's a separate problem. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I don't know what he's going to do with the women. That's a good question. Yeah.
Why couldn't this a simple answer yeah. be that if one person made the original Kiddush for everyone,
yeah.
so not everyone made Kiddush, let someone else do it from scratch?
Well, that is good. Well, that is an easy out. Shalom's a creative guy over here. He's saying, well, just look, if not everyone made Avdolah yet, he could have him be Yotze. Well, look, we're talking about one guy, though. You're right. If there's no one's made Avdolah yet, one guy hasn't made Kiddush yet, then yeah, he can make Avdolah for everyone else and be Yotze.
No,
yes.
You know, even though, in theory,
if it was Yotze, everyone in Shulman, it's too late. Then it's too late. You're Yotze.
Oh, even though someone didn't.
Yotze, yeah. Unless you had a mind not to be Yotze. Okay, so comes along Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and says it's better to eat karpas, he says, than to be most of alkosos. He disagrees with the Ber Halacha. And so Halacha l'maisa, if this happens, you got a major problem, had a paskin. Because you have these two opinions. So if you forget the cup number one, and you remember before karpas, what should you do? Should you make a second cup or eat the karpas and wait till Avdolah? They wait till the second cup. It's a huge machlokas. I would suggest you follow the simple thing of the Ber Halacha and make Avdolah again and a second cup right then, right there before karpas. That's the Ber Halacha, but many would disagree. Another creative idea I saw, someone here suggested this, that you could split the Avdolah amongst a lot of people. You said this by the karpas, but you could split the Avdolah for a lot of people so not everyone is actually drinking a whole new cup. If you make Avdolah in a cup and then you split it, everyone gets a little bit of the drink, so then maybe it's not as problematic because you're not adding a second cup because you're not drinking the requisite amount. No one likes that idea, but there's some suggested. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Also, let me just ask
you. Yeah.
This is more likely to happen. You know, when you say, oops, I got to say the Havdalah. You can do that before you drink.
Well, since it says Shekhiyano, you can make separately.
No, let's say you made the Shekhiyano. You finished, which we all do. We make Shekhiyano right afterwards. And then you remember all of a sudden, oh, I didn't do the Havdalah.
Oh, then you could probably do it. Yes. And you could add an Havdalah. Yes, I think so. Okay, now we'll move fast to the last 2 minutes. The rest are a lot easier. Yeah, if you remember, after Manishtana, but before the second cup, that was last week's Chabura, we said wait till the second cup. That's easy. Now let's say you remember in the middle of Motzi Matzah, Magid, Matzah, Marar, Korech, before Shulchan Aruch. So before, this is after the second cup, but it's before you start your meal. So then you make him take a new cup. You don't say I guffin at all, and you just say Avdol on the cup and drink the cup, because at that point you'd be allowed to drink. If you remember in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, before eating Afikomen, same thing. You take a new cup, make Avdol on the cup, and you drink the cup, but you don't make a break for guffin because it's during the meal. That's easy. Now comes the final tricky problem. Let's say. Say one more time. Sorry. Correct. All of us ish. Yep. That's fine. Yep. Exactly. Of course you are. Yep. Okay. Now, let's say you remember after the Afikomen, but before the third cup. No? So you're not going to eat anything after the afikomen. You might have the two more cups that are left, but you haven't made the third cup. So what should you do? Now, I don't know why you can't. Okay, answer. I'm not saying this is a hard question. I told you, it gets easier. You make Avdallah with the third cup. However, some say, let's say before you started benching. Now what do you do? Okay? So you had
Afikomen.
One second, you had Afikomen. You had Afikomen. You're with me? You didn't bench yet. You didn't bench yet. Should you wait to bench and then wait for Avdallah in the third cup? Answer is you should wait till after benching and make another third cup. Final question. What about if you remember after the third cup, but before you drink the fourth cup, you wait until the fourth cup? Final question. After the Seder is over, my friends, you did all your four cups. You're about to waddle into bed or crawl into bed or wake up from the couch and get to bed. Yeah? And now you realize, whoops, I didn't make Havdalah. What do you do? Our final question. Lo aleinu v'alzareinu. We should never be in such a situation that we're so forgetful. But let's say we are. Yeah? We forget the toast to tie us all back together again. What do you do in such a case? Mishnah Brura appears to rule that it's you have to make a new cup. You have to take a fifth cup, Mishnah Brura says, and make hagafen. But what beverage should be used? The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says it's preferable to use wine or grape juice, whatever, in this situation. The Sefer Kovetz Halacha says perhaps in such a case, it's better to use Chamar Medina for Havdalah. So this way you're not adding a fifth cup of wine. Maybe use orange juice. And then that is a big question. We should never, ever get to that situation. We should be Zocha to have a Seder which follows the Halacha fully, and we should remember Havdalah for our first cup.